Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
Thank you. It was, I had a very heavy heart when I had that conversation with him. Very heavy. Daniel, brother, I love you. So, this morning I was praying, and I knew I was speaking this morning, and I had something. Felt like God told me to just turn around and listen. So, I'm not talking about that. Genesis 1 and 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. In Psalm 139 and 14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth it well. I want to talk for just a second about the bride's words. Our words. We are the bride of Christ. We are supposed to be. I believe God wants to change how a lot of us view ourselves and talk to ourselves. I have had to change how I talk to myself because I did not talk to myself how a bride would talk to themselves, how God's church should talk to themselves. I did not do that. So God had to change me. I was broken when I came here. I was broken. And God changed me. We are called to change. We are called to be different and to be separate. We cannot stay the same and be Christ-like. So I want to talk for just a second about changing the way that you talk to yourself. I believe the Bible to be true in its entirety. So, when David is talking in this psalm, in 139, he's talking about God and the relationship between God and man, and he's talking about how God has this so intimate of knowledge of us as people, of us and who we are, way before we were ever thought of. In the womb when he formed us, God knew us. When we are at our lowest point, God knows us. When we are at our highest point, God knows us. So, I want to ask a question. Why, when we fall, do we so often belittle the bride? Why do we so often talk down to ourselves and you, and I'm talking to myself. I did this. Every time I would fall, when I was battling with addiction, when I was messing with pornography, every time I would fall and I was trying to do right, but I would fall, you idiot. You are so, so pathetic. Look at you again. 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 But I'm here to tell you that is not how God talks about his bride. We are created in his image. So, if we are created in his image, I present the question, is his image flawed? I don't think it is one bit. I think his image is perfect in its entirety. God created you by design to be flawed. As a human being, by design, there is something missing. But that's where we seek. David was a man after God's own heart. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. David understood that even though I am just a man, I was made with such reverence and power and divinity. I was made with great fear. In Genesis 1 and 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. I think God was showing off. In the sky, these stars, they're so beautiful. When you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can see them so clear. And it is just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Every night after church on a Wednesday night, my dad and me would sit outside and we'd stare at the stars because we lived in the middle of nowhere. There wasn't nothing else to do. We would stare out there. He had on his phone an app, and it had all the constellations that you can point it up there, and you could see all the titles and names and the different charts and everything. And it was cool to be able to see God's creation in such beauty and splendor. What are we? What are we? So I want to go back to being fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm talking to somebody about changing how you speak to yourself, changing how you talk to yourself. Because if we teach each other to treat how we want to be treated, why in the world are we not the same? Why in the world would we who were created by a perfect master talk to ourselves in such little light? We are a child of God, and we should act like it. We should be talking like it. So when you fall, I want to challenge you to talk to yourself like you are a true child of the one living God, the one true living God who is perfect in his entirety. He makes no error. So if he makes no error when he created you, there was no fault in his creation. So Cody, when life comes your way and you fall, you are a human being. You will fall. You will. That's part of it. Yes. Don't you dare talk to yourself that way. Yes. And I haven't heard you do it. I'm talking to you, man. Don't you ever talk to yourself in such a little light. Right. Brother Kyle, where is he? Dad, all right. I'll get back. So, when God calls us to do something, we should not be afraid to do that something. When God calls us into a certain area, whether it's ministry or it's just going up to talking to somebody, we should trust that plan and trust his divinity and trust that God has something, even though you don't see it. I know, Jake, you preached a message where, I mean, it was a fire message. I mean, it was a message, man. And it seemed like there was nothing in the altar. There was no view of anything happening, really at all. But what we don't see is that God is a background worker. So we don't have to see or perceive things as they are. God knows what he's doing. So I don't know if you thought this, man, but you may have thought that, where did I go wrong? You didn't. I'm telling you right now you didn't, because I've heard people after that message, they say, I got a fire under me. I know that I need to get better. I know that I need to do better. I know that I need to do right. So, Brother Jake, I'm telling you, you did not mess up. In Proverbs 18, 20 and 21, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, I know this isn't very theological. It's not very, very big. It's not very boisterous. It's very plain, very simple. But I believe God is talking to somebody about how they see themselves. If you are constantly filling your soul with garbage, filling your soul with disrespectful talk, that is exactly who you will be. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I am a child of God. I think I am created by the one true living God. I think that I can do this. I think that I can get back up. I think that I can keep moving. So quit talking to yourself like you're nothing. Mikey, buddy, I love you. Casey, I tell you what, we had some church this morning. We were talking and we were teaching, and it seems like out of nowhere, God just stopped what we were doing and he moved. Before I got to church this morning, I prayed that God, I don't care if anyone speaks. I don't care if a man says a word. I don't care if we sing a song. I want you to minister to somebody's heart, because when God gets a hold of you, great things happen. Jordan, I love you and I'm so proud of you. Shelby, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. Bo, I am so proud of you. Colby, wherever he's at, I'm so proud of you. Look at him working. So quit filling your soul with garbage talk. With garbage talk. God doesn't talk to you that way, and you shouldn't either. So again, I know this isn't big. I know this isn't weeping and crying and shouting and we're pumping. But I believe this is what God wants to say. Pastor had mentioned last Sunday that Jake sent him a message about what God is wanting to cut away. And he's wanting to cut away the fear that we have, which is very in line with our theme for this year, which is courage. So I challenge you to be courageous enough to change how you talk to yourself and to change how you view yourself, because it takes courage to change in any kind of way. So it takes the faith, it takes the courage, and it takes your decision to change how you move, to change how you talk, and to change how you think. With the fear that humans hold on to, we will not move. With God cutting away and changing and sculpting and putting his hand around the clay, we are molded and created in his image. The creation doesn't stop when we're born. It doesn't stop at conception. The creation is continuous as clay is molded, because change brings creation. Change brings creation. So stop being afraid of what God is wanting you to do and step in to what God has called you to do. Now, I know I've got a little more time. I'm done. I don't have anything else. So I want to say, talk to yourself how you know you should. When you fall, get back up. Tell yourself, I am a child of God. I have one more thing to say. Sister Deborah, I went back and listened to your message. And Sister Amy, I thank you both for what you said. I thank you both for what you said. Sister Deborah, you were sitting there talking. And you were talking about how a woman passed you by and said, I know you. And you didn't know what it was. You thought it was an angel. And a little while later, you said that the devil hopped up on your shoulder and said, I know you too. But you stood there, planted your feet, and you said, you may know me, but I am a child of God. And that is exactly how we should be talking. That is exactly how we should be talking. So I challenge you, quit talking with filth and disgust and garbage, and respect the creation that God has made.